Welcome to Rollover Beethoven, a rock critic's guide to classical. This is Tim Riley, and in this episode, we hear Paul Simon rework a famous melody from Bach's St. Matthew Passion. Rock and roll didn't enter the academic curriculum until the 1990s, when rock history courses sprouted up and rock criticism found respectability as part of the new journalism. But the path to respectability had plenty of potholes. As early as 1963, a British classical critic hailed Lennon and McCartney as the best songwriter since Schubert, which had echoes of Beatlemania hyperbole. Then in 1965, a Boston University musicologist named Joshua Rifkin put out an album called The Baroque Beatles Book, which arranged Lennon-McCartney melodies as if they were pre-classical dances. Here's how Rifkin remodeled Hide Your Love Away. This was how the European tradition embraced the Beatles while looking down on them. By putting it in a historical frame, musicians could elevate rock and roll as something more than a teenage fad. But it's not clear whether Lennon and McCartney ever heard Rifkin's arrangements or whether his material would have mattered to them. Rock never much cared for respectability in another tradition's terms. Later that same year, Lennon and McCartney wrote a song called In My Life for the Rubber Soul album. Lennon asked his producer George Martin to help arrange a keyboard solo. Martin suggested something in the Baroque style and sped up a half-speed piano to approximate a harpsichord for this famous passage.
No one.
That worked because Lennon's lyric talked about how intimacy shapes identity, and the historical reference in the music tied 60s rock up to a larger continuum. It's one of the ways the Beatles made rock conscious of itself. This came after they had introduced the eccentric sound of an Indian sitar on Norwegian wood. Suddenly, with instrumentation alone, their creative reach seemed boundless.
I wanted a girl, or should I say, she wanted me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit down.
Pretty soon the Beatles began using a real harpsichord on For No One and Fixing a Hole for textures that didn't even glance at Bach. Rock's expansive new vocabulary seeped into everybody's hits. Soon, creative instrumentation supported even more ambitious themes. Paul Simon, songwriter for the popular folk-pop duo Simon and Garfunkel, turned in a song in 1968 called America, the innocent romance of a young couple hitchhiking across the Midwest. It appeared on Simon and Garfunkel's underrated Bookends album.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes, and this is Wagner Pies, and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, the shipping seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera.
That song captures the palpable sense of dismay alive in the country as the Vietnam War leaked into TV living rooms. This album appeared even before the era's political assassinations or Chicago's Democratic Convention. And even so, the country's promise seemed tarnished beyond recognition. Posing an elegant question like, how does our national identity fit in with this behavior, earned the song a place in the pop canon. It appeared as a single in 1972 to help promote Simon and Garfunkel's Greatest Hits album. When Paul Simon split off to go solo, his first album sounded as though he might revert to his early folky persona, only this time with an adult's point of view.
Room, bound to win a prize. They've been going at it all night long. Well, I'm trying to get some sleep, but these motel walls are cheap. Lincoln Duncan is my name, and here's my song. Here's my song. My father was a fisherman, my mama was a fisherman's friend. And I was born in the boredom and the chowder. So when I reached my prime, I left my home in the Maritimes, headed down the turnpike for New England, sweet New England.
For his second solo album, he expanded his palette and turned in a song adapted from a famous Bach chorale to express the lingering dismay of the Nixon era and its atrocities. American Tune captures the emotional hangover that clouded the early 70s, as well as anything by Bob Dylan. That line about "you can't be forever blessed" sounds at once gentle and prophetic. Recent political upheavals still pivot off that idea of how far American exceptionalism can carry us.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right, just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away. So far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for we lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea, and I dreamed I was flying.
These two Paul Simon tracks measure the distance between the adventurousness of the anti-war movement and its dispirited unraveling. By 1973, you can hear Simon reconciling himself to a country that failed on some core promises. He famously performed it in an early Simon & Garfunkel reunion at Jimmy Carter's inauguration ceremony in early 1977. There, the song emanated as much hope as it once had caution.
You can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day. Trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying to get some rest.
Here's the Bach chorale from the St. Matthew Passion that Simon quotes in this song, as performed by Philip Hervege and the Hilliard Ensemble. The Bach chorale later turned into an Episcopal hymn called O Sacred Head Now Wounded. Bach himself knew the melody from a German composer named Hans Hessler, who wrote a song called Mein Gemüt ist mir verwirret, which translates literally as My Glory is Confounded to Me, or maybe Where Do I Get Off Preening? Hensler wrote this song a century before Bach's most famous Passion. And even then, Hensler probably updated an earlier tune. Think of how Shakespeare adapted other people's plots for his plays. It's just one more example of how folk melodies and authorship mingle in conspiratorial ways throughout music history. This unfortunate niche, classical crossover, typically refers to a rock star like Sting seeking legitimacy by playing lute music, or a classical singer like Renee Fleming, who covers Bjork. Most of this is pure rubbish, and reflects poorly on performers as well as the concept. It's like Michael Jordan playing baseball. Paul Simon stands among the few examples of classical homage that extends his own music's themes. And there's a lot more to explore with Bach in another episode. Bach has also found a lot of favor in jazz treatments, from the Swingle Singers and the Modern Jazz Quartet, to a lesser-known French pianist named François Gloriot. Gloriot combines his love of Beatles and Bach in this rendering of Hey Jude as a Bach chorale and fugue. Thank you. Paul Simon still gets asked to sing American Tune, famously whenever he appears on Stephen Colbert's show, and the song has wandered among many gorgeous voices. We're going to hear three different interpretations, starting with Willie Nelson, moving through Eva Cassidy and Alan Toussaint.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home, so far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. Don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered are driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for we've lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong.
And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down on me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying.
It's all it's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's going to be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying to get, some rest.
Over Beethoven, I'm Tim Riley. In this episode, we heard selections from Simon and Garfunkel, Paul Simon's first two solo albums, Joshua Rifkin's Baroque Book of Beatles, Philip Hervéguy's performance of Bach's St. Matthew Passion, Francois Gloriot, along with Willie Nelson, Alan Toussaint, and Eva Cassidy. For more on these recordings, visit Tim Riley's author page on Facebook.